lower lips as well as the tongue. All three must be engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The words Hare Krishna should be very distinctly pronounced and heard. Sometimes one mechanically produces a hissing sound instead of chanting with the proper pronunciation with the help of the lips and tongue. Chanting is very simple, but one must practice it seriously. Hissing sound. That's an example of a hissing sound, in which there's no movement of the tongue or lips. So Prabhupada points out that one actually has to move the tongue and lips in order to pronounce the Hare Krishna mantra properly. Otherwise, it may come something like a hissing sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But if we try to go very quickly, or if we're thinking of how to get through those beads as quickly as we can without actually hearing, Prabhupada writes here. All three, the words Hare Krishna should be very distinctly pronounced and heard. So if we're not concentrating on hearing, but just somehow or other finishing those dreaded rounds, then the tendency is that the sound that comes out will not be the Hare Krishna mantra. So instead of praying to Krishna and going to Krishna, we are not praying to Krishna, and that won't take us to Krishna. Krishna won't come to us. If we chant the name of Krishna, Krishna will be very pleased. If we chant something else, then why should Krishna be pleased? Okay, so yesterday I said that I would get into Bengali pronunciation. Before I do that, there's some points I'd skipped over in Sanskrit pronunciation. So I'm actually talking more about mispronunciation, common mispronunciations or modes of mispronunciation. Again, I'm speaking of English as the base language here. So probably Russians have their own arsenal of mispronunciations, and Spanish people have theirs, and Chinese have theirs, but as this seminar is in English, and anyway, I don't know all the various mispronunciations in other languages, and as English is the link language of ISKCON, would be nice if it was Sanskrit, but that doesn't look like that's going to happen very soon, so I'm going through mispronunciations which are common by English speakers, particularly. So, in English, the sir, what is written as sir, or s, is often pronounced as what is written as a Z sound, or Z, as they say in America. Just like the word times, good times, it's times, it's not pronounced as a hard S. Sun, in the word sun, whether it's S-U-N or S-O-N, this is not translatable, I don't think, into Russian, or any, hardly. It's a distinct S. But in other contexts, the S, what's written as S, just like in Times, Prince Charles, not Prince Charles. So, the tendency may be there to convert S into a Z when saying, when pronouncing Sanskrit, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Tasmai has to be pronounced clearly. A native English speaker would automatically convert that into an S. That S into a Z. Tasmai. But that is incorrect. Also, in English, the letter R, when placed before a consonant, usually it may become silent or almost silent. Just like in the word hard, H-A-R-D. It's not pronounced hard, hard. The R becomes merged with the D. And that may be somewhat in, I guess in modern Indian languages, but the R shouldn't be, just like in Govardhan, Govardhana, to be more precise. It naturally becomes somewhat merged with the following consonant, but it shouldn't just be Govardhan. It's not Govardhan, Govardhan, Govardhan. So the R should, every sound, it should be clearly pronounced. Govardhan, Janardana, not Janardhan. Not Janardhan, Janardana. Here's a fairly common mispronunciation. Nityananda. Pronounced as Nityananda. Nitya, it's just easier to merge everything, Nitya, and make it Nitya. But Nityananda, not Nityananda. It's quite common for devotees to say Nityananda. You might not have even noticed it. In Slovenia, does anyone say that? No. Okay. Another one. Tar madhye jiva oti. Madhye. So that become in modern English mispronunciation, madhye becomes modje. The dhya, dhya, that sound, dhya, all becomes merged into a j, tarmoje. Everything should be pronounced clearly. Don't make that into a dhya, don't make that into a j. Now here is something quite common. That instead of reading and seeing which syllables are long, which are short. Devotees, just according to what seems easier to say to them, or as they have misheard others, they make which which vowels in a word they want to make long, they make long, and which they want to make short, they make short. Thus, the mother of Krishna is known as Devaki. Ever heard of Devaki? Quite. It's well known. Devaki. Devaki, right? No. Devaki. Not Devaki. You've all heard of Devaki, probably. Well, she only exists in ISKCON. Not anywhere else in time or space. And of course, there's the famous Narada Muni. Transcendental spaceman. Although nowhere else in space or in time does he even exist. Narada Muni first came into being probably sometime in the 1960s. But Narada Muni, Srila Prabhupada writes, is an eternal spaceman. Narada Muni must be an imposter. Now, in Bengal, you have to be careful of all those damn Prakriti Sahajiyas. Right? Full of Prakriti Sahajiyas. Is that right? Prakriti? Prakriti. Prakriti. So, when you're reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Was that right? Chaitanya, when we're reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita and we come across the Prakriti Sahajiyas, we should kick them out. And we should read the Chaitanya Charitamrita and not the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You've all heard of Chaitanya Charitamrita, right? Right? It's a well-known book. But actually it's Chaitanya Charitamrita, and there are no Prakriti Sahajiyas. But what happened? They all became pure devotees? No, they never existed. But there's plenty of Prakriti Sahajiyas. And then we get Shripati instead of Shripati. Patitanam Pavanebhyo. Devotees are very kind and they purify their patits. All the patitas. Patitanam. I'm patit. Really? Who's patit? What does it mean? That's a French word, isn't it? Almost. Means small, petit. I don't know how to pronounce French. I won't try. Petit, not petitana. Petit. Petit. Oh, that's how they say it. Petitanam. 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 It's the second is long, not the I sound. Okay, did I say yesterday about the JNA? You want to write that on the board? I think we didn't do that, did we? Gya Jana, as in Jnana. Okay, that's an important one. When you see a J with an N following it, and a squiggly line over the N, you can pronounce it as gya. Now there are different opinions on how that should be pronounced. And some purists say it should be pronounced as jana, janana. But as the pronouncing it as gya is in every Indian language, as far as I know, I never heard it And it's many, when pronouncing Sanskrit, also many pundits pronounce it as gya, so it seems to be an acceptable usage. And if you say janana, which some Sanskrit pundits say is the actual correct way, most people won't understand what you're saying. So I suggest we go along. We pronounce that as jnana. And there are many, it comes often, this J followed by N is pronounced like that. Jnanam jeyam jnanagamyam, for instance, as in Bhagavad Gita. Now, did I touch that? The final A? Did I say that? Prabhupada. Is it Prabhupada? Prabhupada. I think I didn't go. There are many words. Mandira. Mandira. Mandir. In modern Hindi you say mandir. When the last E becomes long, it's pronounced like that. So, actually the final A should be pronounced, but it's, in modern Hindi and in many Bengali words, it's dropped. So should we sing Jaya Prabhupada Jaya, or should we sing Jaya Prabhupada? Well, devotees sing both, and it seems whatever fits the, meter. Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada, if you sing like this, that it's easier than if you sing Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. It just doesn't seem to fit properly. So we hear Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, and then they sing Jai Jai Prabhupada. Both are sung one after the other according to the meter. Both are acceptable, in my opinion. Often you have to give your own opinion, because Nana Pandit, Nana Mat. Different opinions of different scholars. I'm not a scholar, but to you, I might seem like one. And in 3 days will be Gaur Purnim. Right? Gaur Purnim is coming up. Is it? Purnima, Purnima, not Purnim. Because the A is dropped at the end of some words, doesn't mean you can drop it at the end of every word. If it's a long A at the end, then it's not droppable. So, Gaur Purnim, Gaura Purnima, not Purnim. Purnim is, what does it mean? Does it mean anything? Well, neem is the name of a tree. So Purnim could maybe mean a neem tree in a town. Something like that. Within the Pura. Within the Pura. Purnima. Or it could mean a poor neem tree. Someone cut it down. Poor neem. Please don't say Guru Pooj. Puja. Pooj. Poonj. What does that mean? Poonj. It's almost, Pooch, pooch. In Bengali there's a word, sounds like that, it means pus. Not a very good word. We can go on to Bengali pronunciation. Oh, yesterday, while going through Sri Gaur Vashtaka. It's common, it's not such a bad thing. Pratikshanasvadana, look it up. Is it prati or prati? Pratikshana. Pratikshana, at every moment. It's nice to know what the words mean also, then we get more. Pratikshana asvadan lolupasya. means referring to he who is always, who is eager to at every moment taste. So, what he wants to taste is stated in the beginning, in the words before that. So, Bengali pronunciation. Bengali is a language or originally based entirely on Sanskritum. The pronunciation of many of the vowels and consonants is different to that of Sanskritum. Sanskritum is entirely phonetic, is it not? Do you know any exceptions? Well, yeah, but that's a standard. Yeah, I guess you can say that's not phonetic, but it's a standard. When you see j-na with that, then you know what it's always pronounced like that. So, whereas Bengali is not entirely phonetic, which phonetic, you all know what that means. A phonetic language is one that when you, by reading it, you can know exactly how it's pronounced. Because the, whatever is written exactly corresponds to a particular sound. English is not a phonetic language. And therefore you get, as Srila Prabhupada pointed out, B-U-T pronounced but, and P-U-T pronounced put. So if B-U-T is pronounced but, then P-U-T should be pronounced put. But it's not. And there, in English you have C-O-U-G-H pronounced cough, E-N-O-U-G-H pronounced enough, B-O-G-U-H pronounced bow, and then L-O-U-G-H pronounced lock. I mean, none of the sounds corresponds to anything that you might expect it to. So, and even English speakers, people who are raised learning English, often when you come across new words which you read, you may mispronounce it. You try to pronounce it and you say it wrongly because you don't know until you hear it pronounced. Just like I recently heard a word pronounced. I'd been mispronouncing it for years. Archipelago. It's an English word which comes from, I don't know which language. So English is a highly non-phonetic or unphonetic language. You don't know exactly what you're getting unless you learn. You can have a general idea, but just like here, school, the word here, I'm just picked up this piece of paper to look, and the first word I saw is school. S-C-H-O-O-L. You'd think that would be pronounced school, but it's pronounced school. So Bengali is largely, but not wholly phonetic. And one common difficulty is that the last, in Hindi, the last syllable, if the last syllable is it's almost always dropped. Maybe there are not even any exceptions. Just like, mandir, a word written mandira is pronounced mandir. But in Bengali you can't tell. Sometimes the last syllable is pronounced and sometimes it isn't. So you just have to know. Otherwise, the sound in Sanskritum is pronounced, the very first letter of the alphabet is pronounced differently in Bengali. It's generally pronounced to which approximately rhymes with the O in English H-O-T, hot, as pronounced in standard British English. Gets difficult, doesn't it? Because in America that might be pronounced hot. Hot. In good British English. Hot. I'm feeling rather hot. So, like that. Krishna in Sanskrit is pronounced Krishna. You've probably heard the Bengali singers. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So, that's the way it's pronounced in Bengali. But the ah becomes, the ah doesn't change, although it's maybe not kept as long as in, anyway, it's for you, it's just the same. Ah, ah, ee, ee, oo, oo. Okay, they're all the same. And now, when we see the ai sound, as in Chaitanya, again in Bengali, that change, Chaitanya. Choi. So that ai becomes oi. In Russian, there's a sound like something like that, isn't there? And here's another thing in Bengali, as in Chaitanya, when N is followed by Y, instead of saying Nya, Chaitanya, the Y is not pronounced, but the N is held a little longer. See if you can do it. It's not Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya. It's not, the Y is dropped, but it, the N become Chaitanya. It become Chaitanya. N becomes held a little longer. And we keep kotha bolchi. The Bengalis don't even know themselves because they just speak it. They don't even thought about it. They just do it. It's easy if you don't think about it, if you can just do it. So we have in the word Chaitanya, we have three changes in pronunciation from the Sanskrit. Chaitanya. See if you can get that. Then, the Y in Sanskrit often becomes pronounced as J. Therefore, you've heard Srila Prabhupada pronounce yantra, which means machine, which is not used in modern Indian languages. Right? Bangla-i keo jantra bolena, shokale machine bolena. The word machine, if you want to know the modern word in Hindi or Bengali for machine, it's machine. The old word was yantra, which becomes pronounced jantra. So you've heard Srila Prabhupada, if you listen to his lectures, jantrarudhani mayaya. Y becomes j, but not in all cases. Just like the word maya is pronounced maya, not maja. Actually in Bengali, one has a dot underneath and one doesn't. So you can know what's what, if you can read Bengali. But in the way it's transposed, it just comes out as a Y, just like you see. Yare Deka. It's pronounced Jare Deka. Jare Deka Tare Koha Krishna Upadesh. Amaragyai Guru Hoya. Oh, that's another thing. Can you write this Guru Hoya as it's written in as it's transposed? Amar Agyai Guru Hoya. No, it's written H-A-N with a dot over it. And I believe, N with a dot over it. Not a dot, a squiggly line, whatever that's called, technically. What's that squiggly line technically called? Don't know. Okay, well, we'll give it the technical name of squiggly line. And then A, long A. So we often hear this pronounced, very common verse, Amar Agyai Guru Hana. But it's actually pronounced Hoya. Hoya. Amar Agyai Guru Haya. It's pronounced like a ya. That's an anomaly. It's a standard anomaly whenever you see that. What else do we have in Bengali? Kshatriya. The ksha becomes pronounced as k, same as k. So in Bengali, kshatriya is khatriya. But in Bengal, there's no khatriyas anyway, I think. Is there? Khatriya? Shirakam jati ache. Keo ache. Khatriya jati, I mean. Shokale palaiga. They all ran away. They're not in Bengal. I don't know. In other parts of India, there are just like Singh, they're supposed to. Or in Gujarat, there's Jadeja, they're Kshatriyas. But in Bengal, there's Banerjees and Chatterjees and Ghoshes and Mandals. And, I don't know. There's no Singhs. There's, what happened? There's Simha. Anyway, it's got nothing to do with this seminar. What is pronounced as kshatriya in Sanskrit becomes khatriya. Kshana means moment, becomes kon. What else in Bengali? Here's something a little easy. All the sa, there's in Sanskrit, there's sa, sha, and sha. There's three S's, which are in English or Roman transliteration written. Yeah. Just, yeah. Right, that's in the right order. Sha, sha, and sa. In Bengali, they all become sha. There's no s sound in Bengali, it's all sh. And by the way, what's said for Bengali largely applies to Oriya also. So if you can pronounce Bengali, you can more or less pronounce Oriya. Although the different accent is there, but the pronunciation is more or less the same. Wherever you see an S in written in Chit, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, whenever you see an S, whether it's got a dot underneath it or a line over it or there's nothing, just an S, then pronounce it as sh. So you may ask, well, why do they have three different S's? Because the word, if it's all pronounced the same, because the words are derived from Sanskrit, but they get to be pronounced all the same. So, therefore the river in Bengali, the river Yamuna in Vrindavan becomes the Jamuna in Vrindavan. And actually these sounds, J, oh I didn't say it, V becomes B. V is B, so V, just like in Vrindavan, Vrindavana becomes Vrindavan. But actually, that's not only in Bengali. In many, even in Hindi, in many parts of the Hindi speaking area, they'll say Jamuna. In the language of Vrindavan also, they'll say Y will become J, Jamuna. And in other parts of India. Anyway, let's stick to Bengali. What else have we got here? Yeah, and in Bengali, when you see the visarga, the H with a dot underneath it, generally don't worry about it much at all. Whether you don't start saying, well, it will only come in anyway. It'll only come in. It won't come in normal writing, or it'll only come in when Sanskrit is written anyway. It doesn't come up in standard Bengali words. You won't find Ishwaraha in. It's not written in Bengali anyway. The H is dropped off. Okay, so I hope you all understood all of that. It's actually not very difficult, but just has to be learned, that's all. Okay, so we can go on with our... I stopped yesterday because we were going to go... We're going through the daily liturgy or the songs and prayers recited daily within ISKCON. And we got up to the Tulasi Arati song. Oh, here's another thing. Actually, it's nothing to do with pronunciation, but fairly recently, within the last few years, the prayers sung after or to Lord Nrisimhadev after the Aratis, that's often called throughout ISKCON now Nrisimha Arati. Although in Mayapur there is Nrisimha Arati, in other places it's not Arati. We can say Nrisimha Stuti. Anyway, that's nothing to do with pronunciation. Oh, there's another important point that converting one sound into another. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado. So in one place it's prasado. The word prasad, in one place it's prasadat, another it's prasadaha, which in becomes yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado. But often the very sense yasya prasado bhagavat prasado, that's what I'm saying. Look at the book and see what's there. There are different endings according to the usage of the word. As in Russian, right? The endings change in Russian, the endings of the word change. So you have to see what it is in Sanskrit. Also, during the in the Nrisimha Stuti, that is devoted to Ito Nrisimho Parato Nrisimho, everything becomes Nrisimho. Have a look and see what it is, what it actually should be. It's not that everything, it's just easy to make everything the same, but that's not correct. So the prayers to Tulasi. Namo Namaha Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Adha Krishna Sevaka. I already said that right there. The common mispronunciation is Enivedena Dharo. It's not Nivedena. Nivedana. Enivedana Dharo. Oh, this business of dropping off the last syllable, we should know when and where to do it. We shouldn't say, sometimes I hear somebody say Enivedana Dharo. Not Enivedana Dharo. If we say Dharo, means you're speaking to a little infant or an animal, but you only speak, it's the very, you're speaking down to someone. So it's not correct to say ene. It's acceptable Bengali, but it's not acceptable in this context. So it's not ene vedana dharo. Ene vedana dharo. Also, Hindi speakers, just like the word karo, karo. One's Hindi and one's Bengali. Let me think which one's which. Oikam koro. In Bengali it's koro and in Hindi it's koro. Did I get that mixed up? I'm getting confused now. Chekam koro. No, that's Hindi and Bengali mixed. Shekaj koro. Wo kam koro. So for Hindi speakers, when you're saying Bengali, don't mix them up. It's a bit different. Okay, so Tulasi Arati, what else? Yeah, Adhikar. That's all I said about that yesterday. So it's not Adhikar. adhikar. Seva adhikaradi. I've heard Bengalis sing adhikar. They've picked it up from, it's their own language, but they've picked up the wrong pronunciation from others. So, Guru Puja. There are many common mistakes. Yeah, Yahara, because Bengali should be Jahara. Jahara Prasade Bhai. Not Baha'i. We're not Baha'is. Baha'i is, even the Muslims think that they're bogus. So, how bogus are they? You've heard of the Baha'i faith? There's a big Baha'i temple in Delhi, visible from the ISKCON Radha Pata Sarati temple. So sometimes, to make the, in poetry, a syllable can be inserted, just like we have Bhakati Vinoda Deke. So an extra syllable can be inserted to make the meter, but you can't insert one. You can't say Baha'i. Bha is a sound. It's a complete sound in itself, and you can't insert you can't separate the bha and the ha. Apart from the fact that it's not written like that by Narottam Das. So, Jahara Prashade Bhai, not Bahai. Please don't say Bahai. A bhavatariya jai, not a bhavatariya jai. Bhava means the material world. And bhava means, well, it has many meanings in usual use in Gauriya Vaishnav literature. It means transcendental feeling or the stage prior to Krishna praying. So, bhavatariya jai, it literally means to be lifted beyond this material world. So not a bhava. Uttamagati, not uttamagati. Then, chokudan. Chokudan. From the Sanskrit word chakshu, eye, becomes in Bengali chaku. Don't say chakudan. It means the guru gave you a knife. You're going to go and kill someone or what? Chaku in Bengali means a knife. So the guru doesn't give you a knife. He gives you eyes by which you can see. Don't say, this is a funny one. Ha ha, Prabhu Koro Doi. Ha ha, Prabhu Koro Doi. Doi means yogurt, dahi. So we're telling a guru, go make some yogurt. Instead of praying to him for mercy, you're ordering him to give you some, go make some yogurt. It can become funny. Ha ha, Prabhu Koro Doi, no. Then in the Prem Dhani or Jai Dhani, which is a, I guess we could say, a curious mixture of Sanskrit, Hindi and Bengali. Prem Se Kaho, that's Hindi, right? Probably that's only, I guess everything else could be called Sanskrit. And sometimes some things are said in English also. Lord Chaitanya's appearance day ki jai. It's alright, you can say that. But, the words which are in Sanskrit, they should be pronounced properly. Samaveda Bhaktavrinda is nothing to do with the Samaveda. Samaveta. Samaveta. It means assembled. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai means All glory is to the assembled devotees. It's nothing to do with the Sama Veda, nor the Rig Veda, nor the Yajur Veda, nor the Atharva Veda. So, it's not Sama Veda. Sama Veda. Prem Sekaho, not Prem Sikaho. Gora Premanande, we can say, not Go Premanande, Go Premanande. So these are common mistakes. Okay, what else? Ah, we have to finish by 6 o'clock. Because at that time the Sundar Arati begins, right? Sundar Arati. Sundara means beautiful, so the arati is very beautiful, no doubt. But what it should be said is the Sandhya Arati, or Shundha in Bengali. Even the word arati, for that matter, is, well, it's a Bengali and Hindi word, which is commonly used. The Sanskrit word is Aratrika. No one says that in modern languages. So, it's not Sunda Arati, Sandhya Arati. So what other songs do we have? Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Srila Prabhupada would always say. Yashoda Anandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Here's a technical point. Yamuna Tiravana Chaisa. Have a look and see. What's that? I hope it's there. I hope they put the Y. Yamuna Tiravanachara. Oh, for that matter, it's not Gopi Jana Vallabha. Gopi Jana Vallabha. Gopi Jana Vallabha means the. It's kind of meaningless, isn't it? Because the gopis have. Gopis should have a Vallabha, not a Vallabha. Feminine, yeah. Vallabha is feminine. Srila Prabhupada's pronunciation often, just like you say, Jantra, this Bengali pronunciation, there's no need for us to. I already said that, no need for us to. So, Yamuna Tiravanachari. In modern Hindi, they make that so short, you can. Yamuna, it's just like so short, you can. It's hardly pronounced. Yamuna, Yamuna. I can't even say it. They say it's so short. Yamuna, because it's a different grammatical form. It's Yamuna Van means the Van on the Yamuna. Is that right? Yeah. It becomes long, Yamuna, just like we have Mathura, and something in relation to Mathura is Mathura. So it changes. So Yamuna Tiravanachari. Some other common mispronunciations. In Los Angeles is the famous ISKCON New Dwarka. Very commonly in every, I think all the devotees in Los Angeles say Dwarka. Not Dwaraka, Dwaraka, Dwaraka. Or as Bengalis say, Daruka, but don't say that. Daruka, no. Dwaraka, Dwaraka, not Dwaraka. Haraya Nama Krishna. Haraye. Not Haraya Nama Krishna, Haraye. Yudhishthira, not Yudhisthira. Yudhishthira. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sachi Sutta. Sachi Sutta, not Sutta. Sutta would make him the daughter, and the name of the mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sachi, not Sachi. This morning, I was fortunate enough to have the darshan of Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, not Bhakti Charu, Bhakti Charu. So, what are the Boga Arati, Shandha Arati. Okay, well, actually, I think I more or less finished my seminar. I thought it would take 4 sessions, but I finished in 3. So if there are any questions, comments, corrections, I'm not saying I say everything correctly myself. But I'm trying to work in that direction, so I was billed as having another seminar when? Tomorrow or the next day?
Yeah.
Day after tomorrow. Well, we could speak something about Lord Chaitanya or have kirtan or something, Krishna conscious. So, any questions, comments, protests? Thank you all for coming. I didn't expect to have so many people on the 3rd day. Yeah. Sanatana Goswami Garu, as they would say in Tamil Nadu, or Garu in Andhra Pradesh, or G in North India, or Jiu in Bengal. What else? Yes. Gaura Premanande Haribo. Well, Gaura means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prem is something which we can try and describe, but it has to be experienced to actually know what it means. The same is true of Ananda, which is generally translated as happiness. So it's Gaura Premanande, not Gaura Premananda. So Gaura Premanande means in the happiness of love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, say Hari. Gaura Premanande Haribo means say Hari in the bliss of love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's much easier to say it in Bengali. It's actually very useful to learn at least some basic terms, because they're the translations in many cases don't work, or they're long and clumsy. Just like the essential word, tattva, Vishnu tattva, it's not properly translatable into English. We could say category in this context, but then in other contexts, you can't properly translate it, so it's better to just use the original word, which Srila Prabhupada does. He, in his books, he says there's Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. Yeah, so Gaura Premanande Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Yeah, Murari Prabhu. Yeah. It's, well, sometimes we hear devotees sing Haraya Nama Krishna, but it should be Haraye. Haraye. Not Haraya, as it's sometimes. Hare Haraya Nama. It's quite common, devotees sing that. Haraye. Anything else? Sanatan Goswami has another, Das has another question. For on behalf of the Russian team, the Russian Ruski Predene. They don't know. Well, that's another whole seminar, the meaning of words. Is it supposed to be chanted as a kirtan? Ugram means nasty, horrible. How about that? That's a quality of Nrsimha. But for Krishna, on his nastiness is also nice. How would you translate ugra? Is that alright? Nasty, horrible, Horrible, yeah. Terrible. Viram means hero, heroic. Mahavishnu means the great, all-pervading person. Therefore we have Ito nrsim hah parato nrsim ho yato yato yami tato nrsim haha. He's everywhere. He's here, he's there. Wherever I go, he is the nrsim. Jvalantam, which means that he is blazing as if on fire. Sarvato mukham means literally means his mouths are everywhere. Is that it? Sarvato mukham. Nrisingham means man lion. Vishanam, and this also means terrible in this here. Bhadram, which means gentle, auspicious. Mrityu mrityu namami aham, who is the death of death. Namami aham means I offer my namam, getting down, going lower, dandavat, to him. That's what it means. Simply. Then. Now don't start asking me the meanings of hundreds of verses, which I don't know anyway. Okay, anything else from ladies' side? If you want to learn Sanskrit, don't learn Tamil first. They really mix everything up. Tamil and Nadu, I have a disciple called Gokul Chandra. So in Tamil, the G can become a H, can become a K, and the K can become a G or a H. So I saw his name written as Hogul. Instead of Gokul, it became Hogul. Because they mix up the gut, the cut, and the ha. So Gokul became Hogul. Sorry. But the Brahmins, they don't say. They know how to pronounce. But nowadays, everything's lost. The advance of Kali Yuga. Yeah. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, as you like. Both are acceptable. Depends whether you're a Sanskritam Pandit or a Bengali. Hare Rama. Ramo. Yeah, Ramo. Oh, Bengali, yeah. Comes from Bengal. Mm. Sounds all right to me. Rama sounds all right to me because I spent years in Bengal and that's all I heard. I didn't hear it pronounced any other way. So, strictly speaking, maybe not. It's better devotees learn who are not Bengalis learn to pronounce with what we might call standard pronunciation, rather than trying to pronounce Sanskrit with Bengali pronunciation, which is considered non-standard in other parts of India. When we're singing Bengali songs or reciting Bengali verses, then as Srila Prabhupada said, when we're saying the Bengali as far as possible, we should do as the Bengalis do. But otherwise, we shouldn't chant Gita verse, they're saying, Jantra Rurhani, there's no need to. Better not to try and convert everything into Bengali pronunciation. For myself, I must admit, I often get mixed up, especially when I'm speaking Bengali a lot. Because it's easier, actually. It's easier means there's less movement of the tongue, and it's easier to say Madhurjalila rather than Madhurya. You have to move your tongue a bit more to say Madhurya. You say Madhurja, it all merge. The R and the J merge. And to me it sounds nice also. Maybe not to you. To me Bengali pronunciation sounds very nice, although others may not think so. What's your name? Amrita. Amrita? Amrita. 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 Female form. Amrita is a common name in India for males, and Amrita for females. What is it? Vrindavan. Vrindavan. Not Vrindavan. Vrindavan. Just look at the way it's spelt with the writing. Yeah, you can write it up. I guess it would have been useful to have prepared a lot of visual matter. But traditionally, everything is learned by hearing, although in Kali Yuga we are dull-witted. There was no writing. It was considered, at one point it was considered sinful to write Shastra. Because writing didn't come into being at the beginning of Kali Yuga. If you want to send a letter to someone, writing was required. But, well, the Vedas especially, that was considered wrong to write that because it was supposed to be secret and only communicated by hearing. Therefore it's called Shruti. That which is heard. Yeah. Yato, yato, no, it's not yato, yato, yam. Yato, yato. Yato, yato, yami, not yato, yato. That's an important point, which I should have made, thank you. There's in English, there is, in most words of more than one syllable, one will be emphasized. Just like, for instance, peacock. We don't say peacock. It's peacock. Not peacock. But in Sanskrit, there's no such emphasis. There's long vowels and short vowels. And wherever they come, whether it's a short vowel, you pronounce it short, or as long, you pronounce it long. That's why we get mispronunciations like Devaki, Narada Muni, because often in English, the penultimate syllable, do you know what that means, penultimate? Means the one before the last one. Just like in the 26 letter alphabet, Y is the penultimate syllable, the penultimate letter, sorry. So in English, in many words, the penultimate, when it's more than two syllables, the penultimate syllable is often stressed. So I think that's why we get Devaki and Narada, because in English it was a three-syllable word. In many cases, the penultimate, or three or more syllable word, the penultimate one is often stressed. Yeah, anything else? Jaya Radha Madhav. So they drop the last Jaya Radha Madhav. Who sings that? How do they sing it? Jaya Radha Madhav. Yeah, well like I was saying. Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. It's just according to convenience. The name Madhava in most modern English languages is pronounced Madhav, with the exception, the one exception I know is Canada language, which is not spoken in Canada. In Canada they speak English and French, but in Karnataka, a large state in South India, the last, they'll say Sridhara Madhava. So that's probably there in Tulu and Kurgi, and if any of you have ever heard of it. What, I don't know. At least in Canada, it's there. They'll pronounce that. What about in Telugu? Do we have any Telugu speakers here? They don't drop things as much as in North India. In Telugu, I'm told, it's Tulasi, not Tulsi. In Tamil, Tulasi. They're better in that regard. They don't just drop things here and there. In Tamil, it's Tulasi, not Tulsi. Some of you have maybe never heard of these languages, like Tamil, but it's a major language of India, spoken by, I guess, around 70 million people, if you take Tamil Nadu, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Singapore, all these places. Probably 70 million, quite a lot of people, isn't it? Sorry? Jugal Kishore is... Jugal is Bengali pronunciation of Yugala. Yugala, which is Sanskrit and becomes Jugal. Jugal. Yugala, Jugal. Therefore, Radha Krishna Pranamo Jugala Kisha is the correct pronunciation, because it's a Bengali song. And if you're qualified, you can sing it. Or you can glorify Narottam Das, who's qualified to sing it. Yeah, anything else? Mui means, it's old Bengali or original, it means I, letter, as in, it's like Hindi, me, I. Modern Bengali is Ami. It comes often in Bengali songs, Mui, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jagai madhai hoite muishe papishta. So that comes, mui means, and ami also comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This, I thought of something, then I forgot it. Well, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs, they both come also. Ami to Vaishnav e buddhi hoile. Yeah, both forms come in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mui means I. Not this I, but where am I? Am I this body? I, as in capital I. Bando Mui means me vandana karta hu in Hindi. Savdhanamote, carefully. Savdhani se, me vandana karta hu. That's the translation. Muni, they sing Bando Muni. Because it's written, it's the same. That N with a line over. When you see an N with a line over it, if it has vowels on both sides, it's either, in this case, mui, it becomes silent. And then with that, when it's H-A, N with a squiggle, like I said, Bengali is not fully phonetic. You have to learn some things. There's some particular usages which you have to learn. Anything else? Then Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah, so, what is it? Day after tomorrow, is that an answer? Alright, we'll do something else on that day. Maybe we could sing some songs about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We could get them printed out. Maybe you could organize that. We could print out Paramakorana Pahundarijana Jodi Gorna Hoito and a few other songs. We have Gora Kirtan. Yeah, what's that? Are you sure that this is suitable for distributing on Ekadashi? You're not sure, then don't distribute it. Because often some maida is mixed with this white flour. Generally it's mixed with this para. Hare Krishna. Oops. Yeah, Vasudev is the name of the father of Krishna, and Vasudev is a name for either Krishna or Balaram, who are his sons. So, Vasudev. Thank you for Prabhuji out there, whoever it is, for pointing that out. It's another common error to mix up the two. Rishinam Vasudevo Smith. Oh, someone you know?
Yeah.
Oh, is it Mataji?
Yeah.
Well, now they're all Prabhus.
Are they all Prabhus now?
Well, according to the GBC. Anyway, I don't want to criticize the GBC here. Not in public. I'll do that some other time. That's it. Excuse me, sorry. Sarcasm shouldn't be there. But also, calling women Prabhu shouldn't be there. Hare Krishna.